Early voting continues through Friday, Texas Independence Day. I strongly recommend that you look past empty claims of conservatism to each candidate's actual record, or if no record, their philosophy and non-political record. In state house races, we have several, such as Ken King, Ford Price, and Kel Seliger, who are well known in Austin as anti-conservative moderate Republicans, and yet feel perfectly comfortable spending the lobby's money telling people back home that they're conservatives. The fact that each of these men is willing to lie so readily to their neighbors is enough reason to vote against them. In the race for Senate District 30, the question really seems to me to be, do you want a state senator who is younger and aggressive in moving the conservative agenda, or do you want a state senator who was willing to join with Democrats to sink key GOP legislation? Representative Pat Fallon is a standout conservative with energy, and Senator Craig Estes has been in office for years and seems to have lost the confidence of leadership. Both men generally vote well, except Estes on the Sanctuary City issues session before last. Many of you have hot local races that are important. The local race most important statewide is the Lubbock County Judge race, because at issue is giving Austin leadership a county judge who will stand before the state press and support true property tax reform. Only one candidate has a record of such, and that is Gary Boren. All of my statewide and local ballot recommendations are published at my website, www.prattontexas.com. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.